Chapter 2. Egyptians lived on the Nile River. Two kingdoms become one. Tarak could go swimming almost any day she wanted to, because the Tigris River was full of water all year round. But the farmers who lived along the banks of the Nile River had a very different kind of river to deal with. Sometimes the river was very low, so low that you could almost see the bottom. Other times it was so full that it flooded all over their farmland. The Nile River is a long river in Africa. At the top, it splits into several different little rivers and runs into the Mediterranean Sea. This area is shaped like an upside-down triangle. The Greek letter for D, delta, is shaped like a triangle too. So this part of the river is called the Nile Delta, after the Greek letter of the alphabet. Every year, the Nile flooded. During rainy seasons, water would fall on the mountains in the south where the Nile River begins. The water would pour down the mountains into the river and run down towards the delta. So much water poured into the Nile at once that it overflowed its banks and spread all over the farmland on either side. The wettest place of all was the Nile Delta. All the little rivers ran over their banks and spread out so that the whole delta was underwater. Would you like to live on the banks of the Nile? Do you think it would be a good place to build a house? What would happen to your house? If a farmer had a river flood all over his crops today, he'd think it was a disaster. It would wash his crops away. But the farmers who lived along the Nile liked to see the river flood. The river flooded at the same time every year, so they were ready for it. When the water came up out of the river, rich dirt from the bottom of the river came with it. This dirt was called silt, and it was full of good vitamins and minerals for plants. The flood water would spread the silt all along the edge of the river, and then the water would recede, go back into the river until the next year. Then the farmers, who lived a little ways away from the riverbank so that their houses wouldn't flood, would come out and plant their crops in the rich silt. They learned to dig canals leading away from the river so that flood water would run into their canals. Then they would block the ends of the canals so that the water couldn't run back into the river. They could use the water in the canals during dry seasons. The people who lived along the Nile were called Egyptians. Early in Egypt's history, there were two Egyptian tribes who lived along the Nile. The Egyptians who lived in the north, in the Nile Delta, were called the Lower Egyptians. The Egyptians who lived along the straight part of the river further south were called the Upper Egyptians. When you look at a map, north is usually at the top and south is usually at the bottom. So it might seem to you that the Nile Delta should be Upper Egypt. After all, it's on the upper part of your map. But the ancient Egyptians didn't think about the world in that way. The Nile River flowed from the mountains in the south down to the delta in the north. So the ancient Egyptians thought about the southern part of their country, Upper Egypt, as up the river, and the northern part, Lower Egypt, as down the river. If you turn the map at the top of this page upside down, you'll see the world as the Egyptians did. The Lower Egyptians were ruled by a king who wore a red crown, and the Upper Egyptians were ruled by a king who wore a white crown. Both kings wanted to rule over all of Egypt. So for years, the White Crown King and the Red Crown King fought with each other, and the Upper Egyptians and the Lower Egyptians sailed up and down the Nile and fought with each other too. Finally, the two kings fought one great battle to settle once and for all who would rule Egypt. The Upper Egyptian King, the White Crown King, was named King Narmer. Around 5,000 years ago, King Narmer defeated the Red Crown King and took his crown away. Then he put the red crown over top of his own white crown and announced that he was the king of all Egypt. From now on, the king of Egypt would wear the double crown of Egypt, which had a white spike at the center and a red band around the outside. This showed that he was the ruler of the entire country. Gods of ancient Egypt. Now that the Egyptians were all part of one country, the king of Egypt became known as the Pharaoh. He carried a shepherd's crook to show that he was supposed to lead and take care of all the Egyptian people, just like a shepherd takes care of and feeds his sheep. Soon the Egyptians began to think that the Pharaoh was actually a god. They believed that he was able to make the Nile overflow its banks every year so that their crops could grow. The pharaoh got more and more powerful. No one wanted to make a god angry. The pharaoh wasn't the only god the Egyptians worshipped. Ra was the god of the sun. He was the chief god. Other gods were part of his family. Osiris was the god who judged the dead and decided whether they had been good or bad. Isis was Osiris's wife and the mother of Horus, who was the god of the sky. Egyptian stories about the gods often try to explain why the Nile overflowed every year. One Egyptian story, or myth, tells about Osiris and his brother Set. Here's the myth of Osiris, as an Egyptian child might have heard it from his mother long ago. Once upon a time, the great god Osiris and his wife Isis were ruling over the whole land of Egypt. Osiris went on a trip around the world and left Isis in charge of the kingdom. But while he was gone, Osiris's evil brother, Set, decided that he wanted to be king. When Osiris came back from his trip, Set invited him to a great feast with all the other gods. "Dear brother," he said, "come to my house so that we can celebrate your safe return." Isis was afraid that Set wanted to harm Osiris, but Osiris laughed at her fears. "He's my own brother," he said. "Why would he want to hurt me?" So they went together to the feast. After all the gods had eaten until they were full, Set said, "Look what I have found." He brought out a beautiful coffin, all carved and decorated with gold and pictures. When the gods all admired it, Set said, "I will give this beautiful coffin to whichever god fits into it the best." The gods didn't know that Set had ordered the coffin made so that it would only fit Osiris. One by one they lay down in the coffin, but all of the gods were too large or too small, until Osiris got in and found that the coffin fit him perfectly. Osiris was so pleased that he lay all the way down in the coffin. "Look," he said, "I've won the coffin." But as soon as he lay down, Set slammed the coffin closed and threw it into the Nile, where it floated away. "Now I'm the king of the gods, because Osiris has drowned," Set announced. He took over the throne and began to rule Egypt. But Isis went on a long journey down the Nile to find the coffin. Finally, she discovered it caught in the reeds beside the Nile's bank. She opened it, but Osiris had drowned. Isis sat down and wept for grief. Even the Nile cried over the death of Osiris, so that the river ran dry, and all the Egyptians were desperate for water. Finally, Isis wrapped Osiris's body in linen, so that he became the first mummy. But as soon as she wrapped him in linen, he came back to life again. The whole earth was glad to see Osiris alive again. The Nile filled back up and overflowed its banks, so that all the Egyptians had water to drink and their crops began to grow again. And that's why the Nile overflows every year, because it remembers that Osiris came back to life. Note to parent: the upper and lower kingdoms were united around 3000 BCE. King Narmer is also known as King Menes.